Well, we all have heard the saying, we know this saying, Detroit versus everybody, okay? Yep. Well, did you guys see the video? This went viral of a Detroit woman. Her name was Bianca Chambers. She tracked down her stolen Mercedes via social media. Okay, let's go back a bit. What had happened was Bianca was tired of waiting on the police, so she tracked down her stolen Benz in a parking lot of a barbershop. She went inside the barbershop and dragged her suspect out by his locks, the dreadlocks on his head, while other people helped her make a citizen's arrest. Take a listen.
Oh my God. Y'all, I see my car.
The thief, so bold, he even made a pit stop at the strip mall where Bianca owns a boutique.
They was driving, you know, they was having a good time, you know, they was smoking, but yes, my car was very clean.
He even got the car detailed. Sources tell Fox 2 the thief, now in police custody, has a history of stealing cars since he was a teen.
You're just the dumbest criminal, that's all. Like, you're joyriding in my car. Like, wasn't nobody going to see you?
All right, and wait, there's more. Come on, take a listen to this.
Excuse me, you got that Benz out there? Yes, you do.
What?
You been driving around in my for 3 days.
He gonna say, I bought it for $2,500. I said, how the gonna buy a hot car from another mother for $2,500?
That been driving in my
okay.
What?
You just can't mess
that's
with everybody.
That's how you do it, girl. That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. I love Detroit.
Hey, Detroit versus everybody.
I just had a family on Family Feud this week from Detroit.
Yes.
Boy, I had the best time with these people out of Detroit. I told them, I said, all the cities I've ever performed in, my all-time favorite city to go to on tour was Detroit.
Yes.
I love some damn Detroit, man. Them was my folk up there.
Yes.
Can't folk.
Detroit, yes.
Wow,
so.
She put
it
she
on
got him.
Him
good.
She dragged him. But did y'all see that video, Jay? You
I ain't see the video.
I saw the video. She drug his
send
ass out
that.
The chair.
Send me the video.
Chair.
I ain't even
drug
seen
him out the chair. Yeah,
yeah, right, Jay?
She drug his butt out the chair. Yeah.
And she went right up to him. I love her boldness, you know? Yeah. It's like, no, you're not going to take this from me. This belongs to me. Yeah.
The minute he said yes, he was driving the car, the ass whooping just came from nowhere.
Right there.
Man.
You can't
on,
go back
lady.
To that barbershop no
yeah,
more.
You can't go back
ever.
To that barbershop.
You know, they're still talking about that.
Yeah, he's a member of that time. You
remember that time?
About the other day? He has become a member of that time.
No, hey, dog, hey, dog, let me tell you something. He has to get out of the crime business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, once you get your ass whooped and it go viral, you can't steal socks. You show out the car business. But you got to get out of crime after this. You got to turn your life over to Christ. This is you need to go get saved and use this as a teaching moment.
Testimony.
Yeah, because the only way you can get through this embarrassment is turn it over into a teaching moment for kids.
Yeah, for other people, right.
She owned a boutique store.
Yeah, in
so,
that strip
yeah.
mall.
So he stole the car from there, had it washed, it was smoking.
Detail.
Yeah. It was his car. Can we hear that one more time? Do we have enough
this
time
the part where she approached him, yeah.
Excuse me, you got that Benz out there? Yes, you do.
What?
You been driving around in my for 3 days.
And he gonna say, I bought it for $2,500.
I said, how the gonna buy a hot car from another mother for $2,500? That been driving in my
I love a good ass whooping. I really do.
We know.
I really do.
Nothing like a good ass whooping, man.
All right. We'll have more of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.